Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. We bringing it back. Season 2, hey, do it for the content. How you do? Ooh. Welcome to another episode of Do It For The Content. It's been a minute, I know. Because I took such a long break, I'm calling this season 2, okay? The first part was season 1. This is now season 2. Welcome back. If you don't know who this is, it's your girl Drea OKK. Or you might know me as Drea Knows Best on the internet. You know, making you guys laugh all the time, bringing you guys that quality content that you guys love. And I thank you guys for always just being around. And even like if you're listening to this right now, thank you for tuning in. Honestly, I appreciate every single one of you guys. I would not be where I am today without you. And I'm so excited. The theme for this season 2 is called Next Level Influence. Ooh. What do I mean by next level influence is that we're taking our influence to the next level, guys. We're taking this next level. We're not staying on this. We're not on the ordinary level. We're taking it higher and up. We're elevating our influence. Why is this so important? Is because now more than ever, right? With even the pandemic and all the different social injustice and all these different things happening in the world, you know, from the natural disasters, all these different things. There's craziness of 2020. When you're saying you're an influencer, what are you influencing your fans about? What kind of value are you adding to them? What kind of emotion are you giving your fans? How are you showing up authentically for your fans through your content? This is why we got to take our influence to the next level, guys. My goal for this season is to really like tap into topics that you guys really need to elevate, innovate your craft, you know? And I wanted to start off this. I asked you guys on my Insta story for questions that you guys have in general about content creation. And I got a lot of questions. I got some random questions too, like about where I'm from. So just to let you guys know, yeah, I'm Nigerian. Someone asked if I'm ever gonna go to Ghana again. I will hopefully go to Ghana. I wanna go on a vacation to different places in Africa. Hopefully Kenya next. Someone asked me, I've got so many random, I replied directly to the random questions, but you guys gave me some really good questions too, which I'm going to answer right now. Just for a disclosure reason, I'm going to just say your first names. I'm not going to say your whole like information. And also as you're listening to this, if you get anything from this episode, any type of thing touches you and you feel inspired, or if you like took any notes down or anything, like something stuck out to you, screenshot this episode. Put it on your story, tag at Do It For The Content, and let me know. That motivates me to keep on showing up for y'all, keep on putting out these kind of podcast episodes. I mean, I would appreciate it if y'all do it. If you, more importantly, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please, where you listen to on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or whatever other platform you're listening to, I would appreciate it if y'all subscribe, please. Let me get my subscribers up real quick on this podcast and give me a 5-star rating. That rating is even more important too, because that helps me be boosted up on the ranking of podcasts. So now, let's do it for the content, guys. Let's do it for the questions. Let's get into it. So the first question is coming from MB. She said, how do you get over being scared to post, especially if a lot of people are doing it? Yes, a lot of people are doing it for the content. They're posting. But a lot of people are not you. Let's just start off with that. Each person has their own individual special thing to offer. I'm telling you, like, it doesn't matter if you're bubbly. It doesn't matter if you're a shy kind of person when it comes to filming. It doesn't matter if you're cooking videos. It doesn't matter what, you have a lot of value to offer to people. That's what people don't understand. Like, you are unique in your own way, and that representation matters a lot, you know? Like, when you watch people's videos, no video is ever the same. Everyone has their own video format. And I think it's so important for you to just show up as you. Just be authentic. And that representation alone matters. You know, everyone has a different value to add in someone's life. And, you know, when you post your makeup video, let's say you post your makeup video, and you just sitting down doing your tutorial, you don't know who's going to watch it and be like, dang, my eyebrows haven't messed up for so many years. I need to do like how you're doing, MB. Or you don't know if, like, you know, you just post a story time about your life and people are just like, yeah, I can relate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so I feel like everyone has a value to add, so you should never compare yourself to other. I always say this quote that no one can do what you do, so treasure that, you know? Another thing too is that everyone starts at zero. That's what we need to remember. Like, some of the biggest influencers you like, you love, you worship, they started as zero fans. But how did they start? They started by posting videos. Yes, it was way less competitive as it was back there, right? But I think the reason why they're still popping now is because they kept on innovating their content. They kept on taking their content to the next level, okay? So that's for you. Like, if you're scared of posting, use that, channel that fear as motivation to just go in and do it. And I think right now with 2020, if this any year for you to start anything, is this year. Not next year, not the year before, is this year. Because honestly, like, there's so many things messed up in this year, is that you might as well just start a blog, and if it fails, F it. It's 2020, you know what I'm saying? And it will not fail, no. But like, how I think about it is that before I post, I know people are scared of posting because the judgment you get from people, if it doesn't do well, they're maybe gonna judge you. Or if it does too well, they're gonna judge you because you're so good. But it's also like, people gonna judge you no matter what. Whether you do good, whether you do bad, whether you post or you don't post, people will always judge you because people are bored. So you might as well do it. And another thing too is that we are our biggest judgmental people. We are our biggest critics. I'll speak for myself, I'm my biggest critic. Sometimes before I post something, I'm overlooking the video. I'm like, is someone gonna, are they gonna think this is funny? Are they gonna think it's good? And ideally, people are really, realistically, people are just on their feed, just scrolling through. No one over and analyzes your videos as much as you think. You're the only one doing it. Especially when you're first starting, even to now too, when I want to overanalyze my videos, I'm like, oh my God. Yo, my lips were chapped over there. People gonna notice? Nah, no one's looking that hard at you, boo, Drea. Calm down, you're not that important. So my biggest thing is like, how do you get over being scared? I wanna use this motivation. 2020 has been a very crappy year. So if there's any time for you to do something and you're scared, you do it now, because what do you have to lose? You alive, you well, do it. They're going to judge you. Let them judge you. But you know what? They're going to be even more jealous because you're doing it. They're going to be like, ah, hey, look, I'm so fine this year. And she's just over here posting these videos and just making content and getting better and better. You know? So I think just do it. Just start. You know, use that fear and channel it towards energy to just go through it. Okay? Layla asks, what three things does anyone in social media industry need to know? What three things does anyone starting in the social media industry need to know? So if you're trying to become a creator, three things you need to know. There's a lot of things you need to know. First of all, I think my first episode of this podcast tells you five things you should know before you become a content creator. You can go refer to that too. But I think the biggest thing you need to know as a creator is, you know, number one, you have to be confident in your craft. That's the biggest thing. Don't doubt yourself. We doubt ourselves too much in this industry, and we compare. Ha, when I say we, I say me too. I be comparing myself to other people, and I have to stop myself because I'm like, again, I'm unique. They're different from me. They're in a whole different category of content that I am, and I'm over here comparing my views and engagement to them. No. It doesn't work like that. So try to put yourself in a box of, I'm not about to compare. Only person I'm going to compare myself to is me. Okay. I think also, you know your audience. When you start posting, okay, before you start knowing your audience, if you don't have any audience, you're starting out, try out everything. Pick your top three categories you love. If you love fashion, if you love politics, and if you love fitness, post videos in all those three categories. Just keep posting. Have fun, because you're having fun. You're like, ooh, workout, crunches. Hey, let's go. Yes, I'm doing it. Post content. Oh, yes. What other category did I say? Fashion. Ooh, I'm dressed up. I'm cute. Post. And then you're going to slowly start going, narrowing towards the content that you love better. If it maybe it's fashion, you are just really good, and your fashion videos are starting to do even better, then you start like knowing, okay, maybe this is the niche for me. I should start posting more fashion stuff because my audience love fashion stuff. Every time I post fashion, I get 50 likes versus when I post, you know, fitness, I only get 2 likes. Okay, let me start doing more fashion stuff. And you start perfecting and getting better at it, taking your fashion content to the next level. And before you know it, you find what works, you stick to it, boo. You stick to it. And then three, When you start growing that audience, really relate to that audience, engage with them, talk to them, check in on them, like their comments, reply back to their comments, answer your DMs. Those things are so important because as an influencer, if you want to influence people, you need to make sure that they know that you see them, you know? Don't be that type of, I know for some creators it works though. There's some creators that literally don't engage with their fans, but their fans are still so loyal. I think that one is like, is black magic. I don't know how people do it. And I'm so fascinated by that. There's some creators that probably only post like once a month and they just post one picture and it gets like 100,000 likes, 3,000 comments, and probably they only reply back to one, but yet their audience are so loyal. So if you're one of those people, then you're just a lucky son of a bee. Unfortunately, if you're starting off, you might need to go the harder way, and really not harder way, but the real way to build a loyal following. You need to be able to communicate with your audience. So top three things, know your audience, and who you appeal to. So when you figure out what your niche is, know your audience and also engage with your audience. Two, try out everything. If you're starting off, try out everything. Try out the top categories that you're interested in. And when you find what works, stick to it. And three, you know, be confident in your craft. You're great. You're good. You got it. Okay, boom. Yes. Let's see. Mo wants to know, how do you optimize hashtags? How do you optimize hashtags? Yo, okay, this is so important. When it comes to hashtag optimization, yeah? Don't just put any hashtags on your video. Please, God, don't just post a video and just post and put hashtags of the most basic hashtag. Hashtag love, hashtag picture, hashtag no. That Kevin Hart video. No, don't do that. You want to make sure your hashtags are as targeted towards what your content is. For example, if you're an African American model, right? Hashtag African American model, because that's more niche. Hashtag dark skin model. Hashtag tall dark men. Hashtag millennial model. Hashtag, you know, those kind of hashtags, they're very particular to what your brand is. For example, I'll give you mine. My hashtags are usually hashtag tall girl, hashtag tall girl comedian, hashtag black comedian, hashtag female comedian. Those are the hashtags that are very targeted. So you want to put some hashtags because when people are looking for certain things, they're not going to type in hashtag model. When they put that in, they're going to see a whole bunch of models. What is the likelihood that they're going to find you, huh? How they going to find you? Let's be realistic. I mean, it don't matter if you got 100,000 likes in your picture. How they going to find you? Because there's a whole bunch of people since 2012 have been putting hashtag model under their post. So you want to put things that are very particular to your brand. If you're hashtag businessman, hashtag success, I don't know. But put those things that are more niche to what your brand is, right? Those hashtags. But also mix it in with the general stuff. The reason why you want to mix it with the general stuff, because I noticed a couple accounts that go in that just like people's posts. And they like, those are the accounts that want to like gain followers. So they have an app or something, or this an algorithm that just goes in and likes posts under certain hashtags. So still put those general hashtags, like hashtag photo, hashtag whatever, those general ones. But the most important hashtags you can use are the ones that are specifically targeted to your brand. There's an app called Hashtag Expert App, and you can actually just type in, you know, let's say you're a baker. You type in baking. It's gonna give you a whole bunch of hashtags about baking. Hashtag baker, hashtag chef, hashtag blah, 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 has that. So what I usually do is I'll copy that whole, all those hashtags. I put it in my notes app. And I have my notes app. In my notes app, I have a section called hashtags, and it's all categorized under like every hashtag I would probably use. So I have whenever I post comedy videos, I have my hashtags for comedy videos, right? And whenever I post pictures that are like serious, I have my hashtags for pictures, you know. When I post like whatever I'm posting, if it's something about like empowerment, I have my hashtags for empowerment hashtags. So it helps me be quicker when I want to post. So I don't have to always like go back and look for the hashtags to put. I already have it in my notes app. So that's the way I think. And I know you should hashtag optimize your hashtags. Let me know if that works out for you. I really wish you the best of luck. Another question came from Say You, Chris, and Sam. You guys had similar questions, so I just merged them all together because I said, what's good? Come together. Ooh, ooh, ooh. How do you handle creating videos on how do you handle staying consistent to create videos when you don't feel encouraged or motivated to create videos? Oh my goodness. I know. I went through this, especially during the pandemic at the start. When we were all quarantined, y'all, I had no motivation at all to create videos. None at all. I was like, but you know what? And I think I did a podcast about this. I was like, it's okay to take a break. You really don't. Sometimes when you need that break, take it. But when you take that break, right? Don't make it too long. If you're gonna take maybe a month's break, I mean, that's a very long break, but if you need it, take it. But that last couple days of your break, use it to plan out your comeback. Because when you the purpose of that break is for you to rest and relax, refresh your brain, go to a retreat, go hiking, or whatever you need to do, you know, go have a drink, whatever you need to do to feel better, right? And then when you finally, those last couple days, use it to plan out your next content. You know, plan it out in advance. Planning out content for me helps me out stay consistent. Like when I film, like I told you guys, I film maybe once or twice a week, and I try to rack up at least like 4 videos each time I'm filming, so that way I have content in advance, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. And another thing that helps me stay motivated for filming in general, especially doing myself when we were having a pandemic, I was talking to my friend, I was telling him like, I really don't have any inspiration for posting. I don't have any inspiration for content. I feel so unmotivated. And he was like, listen, Drea, this whole being an influencer, being a creator, it's bigger than you. It's not about you. You cannot be selfish and be like, oh, I don't feel like posting anymore. I'm just going to take like a whole year break, which is like side note what I kind of did for this podcast. But it's like, if you're adding, as an influencer, you're influencing people, you're making people's day better, you're adding value to people's lives. So just imagine how many of your followers you're getting left behind. Even if it's 100 followers you have, well, those 100 people you are leaving behind because you just feel like, I'm lazy to post. Come on now. That's kind of selfish on your end, you know? You want to make sure you're showing up for your audience because you don't know whose life you're impacting. You don't know. When I post my comedy video and I'm making, you know, Sam laugh, I don't know if Sam had a terrible day and just watched my video and like, whoa, that impact, you know, that's what I always think, you know, is bigger than me. It's not just about how I feel. It's not just about my content. I'm showing up for you guys. So it motivates me. The impact I make on my content pushes me to keep on posting, you know? And of course it also motivates me when I see like my page growing, I'm like, ooh, I gotta keep this up. Gotta keep up the momentum. Momentum. I like that word. So hopefully that helps you out. Stay motivated, you know, when it comes to creating. Don't get discouraged. But again, I told you, if you need to take a break, take the break. Your mental health is the most important thing, you know. Who said that? Irimi Day said, I really want to become a content creator, but I don't know how to be one or make viral videos. Ooh, this is good. How to make viral videos. So I think I said this earlier, but first of all, if you're creating videos, create videos that you enjoy. Whatever your favorite thing, if your favorite thing is to eat, make videos about eating. Make videos of you eating, of you cooking, of you sipping, of you drinking, everything. Make videos about you eating because you would genuinely enjoy that. How to make that viral, right? Take what you love doing, turn it into content. Make it viral by incorporating what the trends are. Look at what's trending, especially with TikTok. TikTok has a lot of trends, right? So one thing I know on TikTok, I'll give you guys a tip when it comes to TikTok sounds. If you are, let's say you're a chef, like you love cooking, and there's a song on TikTok that's trending, but it's to a dance. Instead of you doing a dance to the song, record yourself like a 15 second of you cooking, different steps of you cooking, using that song. That gives your video traction because everyone who likes that song, the song shows up on their For You page. Videos with that song show up in the For You page. So more than likely, your video would get fed to more people's eyes. So that's virality. When it comes to virality, take those trends and incorporate it to your content, you know? So that's the quickest way I can tell you. I should do a whole video about how to make viral content. I think that's very necessary. I should write that down. But yeah, so how to be a content creator, just take thing whatever you are most passionate about doing, take it and make a video about it and have fun with it, and then incorporate trends into your videos using what's authentic to you, and you will blow up. Trust me, if that doesn't work, catch me outside. You can beat me up. I'm telling you, it works. It's worked for me, it's gonna work for you, boo. How does it feel being a content creator? Is it stressful being a content creator? So Cheryl, an editor, wants to know, how does it feel being a content creator? Is it stressful being a content creator? How does it feel to be a content creator? Let's see. I love it because I have a lot of fun creating content. It's what I just love doing it. I love editing and putting my videos together. I love seeing whatever idea I had in my mind come to life. It's like, woo, I did that. That's how it feels. So it feels great. Is it stressful? Yes, it can be stressful because there are so many ideas that have been done. You know, there's so many ideas that have been done. Sometimes I run out of ideas. I'm like, what am I about to shoot today? Like, I don't know. That's a stressful part. And also, like, being consistent is also really stressful. So like I told you guys, the best way to be consistent, plan out your content. So being a content creator, it feels good, but it also has taught me a lot when it comes to planning, you know, and having more structure in my day-to-day, day in and day out, period. So let's see. What happens when someone starts to copy your content? What do you do? That's a good question, because like I just said earlier, is like the stressful part about being a content creator is that almost every idea has been done, right? And sometimes you might post an idea and you don't realize that maybe it's from a video you saw in the past that the idea came to your head, or it might be because, you know, the idea has been done before and you just happened to have the idea. So if someone is copying your idea, sometimes it's hard to have it taken down because, you know, platforms are not, they don't have no licensing. Like, you can't say that idea legally belongs to me. You stole my idea. All you can do is have your fans go after them. And if you're not, if you don't have enough loyal following to attack someone, sometimes, you know, it's okay. Let them do what they want. Let them steal the idea. One thing is that they can't do it as good as you did it. That's for sure. That's one. And two, karma will bite them in the butt. Tammy wants to know, do you have to have a lot of Instagram followers before starting on YouTube? Oh, no, you do not. You do not. The amount of followers you have does not give you a head start to do anything. If you want to do something, don't do it. That's how I, it's like this 2020. This 2020 has been crazy. If you want to start your business, if you want to start your YouTube channel, if you want to even tell someone you love them, just tell them 2020, because this year is so uncertain that the only thing certain you can have is when you begin something. That feeling alone is going to be make you so happy that you started, you actually accomplished something this year. So you don't need to have a big amount of following on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat, whatever, to start something. If you want to do it, do it. It's only the most important thing that's going to get you through it is your passion. All right. So what you need before starting something is this passion. That's it. That's it. Period. That's all. How do you stay patient while trying to build a following? Remember that it is a race, not a marathon. Oh shoot. That is the wrong way to say it. It is a marathon, not a race. Is it? Which way do you say it though? I don't know which way you say it though. But all I know is that, it is not a race. It's a marathon, you know? Because if you are going too hard, like I know people who try to build a following and they posted so like multiple times a day, burning yourself out. Like, oh, you get yourself burnt out. The most important thing to me when it comes to, you know, building a following is I'm a strong believer in hard work, and hard work over always pays off. People notice when you work hard in your content, you know, and that following will come. Just, you know, stay consistent. It takes a while, but trust me, when you finally reach that mark of like influence of like a lot of followers and you've accomplished your goals when it comes to your follower rate, whatever you're trying to accomplish when it comes to getting followers, when you make that milestone, you are going to be so much happier, because I know people who have become famous overnight. Like, you know how quickly your fame goes? Overnight. People will hop onto the next good thing, you know? So you don't want to be that kind of person that, you know, you build a following so fast and then you become a trend and I don't know where you stop trending and then it's like, no. So just be patient and treasure the little followers you get. Treasure them. Treasure that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 followers you get, because those people are following you for the reason, because they see that talent in you and, you know, they support you, and you need to also support yourself and give yourself more credit, you know? So just be patient. It will come. What are your plans? If Jorge asks, what are your plans if TikTok gets banned? That is a fabulous question. If TikTok gets banned, what is my plan? I'm always 5 steps ahead of the game, you know. As an influencer, I've always wanted to do beyond just creating videos, you know. For that's why I started this podcast, because I want to educate people about the whole content creative space, you know. So I want to take this, again, to the next level. I just revamped my website on DreaKnowsBest.com. Y'all check me out, okay? Boom, pow, blah, blah, boom. Check me out, DreaKnowsBest.com. I put it up there so you guys can book one-on-one consulting sessions for me, you know. And also, I want to start working with brands to consult them on social media, because a lot of these brands are just so, like, clueless. It's like, what is wrong with you? Oh, my gosh. You know, so consulting. I just recently got paid for got my first speaking gig, you know, and I'm so excited because I want to do a lot more paid speaking gigs. Usually I speak, but it's just like as a, you know, there's other perks that I get, but not cash value. So this time around, I actually got my paid cash value speaking. So I'm praying to God more speaking opportunities come, you know. So just, you know, I'm working on diversifying my sources of revenue, you know. Rachel asks, what editing apps do you use for YouTube? So for editing on YouTube, I use Final Cut Pro. I use Canva to make my thumbnail. So Final Cut Pro is a paid, you have to buy it as an editing software to edit my video. But you can use iMovie. iMovie's free. You know, if it's free, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? So use iMovie. Canva is a good app for making your thumbnails. It's really good. So try those ones out for yourself. And then someone said, must you have an iPhone to become a creator? Because Androids don't have good quality. So that's what Soma said. LOL to somebody. This is Soma. You don't need to have an iPhone to start creating. I think you just got to start. Like I told you, just start. And then you just invest in your business, invest in your content, invest in your craft. And as you grow and you get more money from your business, or you save up more money from your side hustle, from whatever you're making money from, you get a better source camera recording equipment. So don't wait on you to have the, you can't wait to have the best quality of whatever to start. You just got to start. You understand? You just got to start. So don't think about you need to have an iPhone. Yes. Yeah, so Android, the quality of Android is very bad, but people will watch something. If it's good content, they will watch it. And when I say good content, like the things that are happening in your video is good. So they're going to watch it. They're going to like your picture if it's good. Don't worry about it being on the iPhone, okay? If anything, you can ask your friend to borrow their phone. Like, hey, friend, let me just borrow your phone for like good 1 hour real quick, or 30 minutes. You know, I'll buy you lunch. Thank you. So, yeah, don't wait around. Tyler asks, how do you upload your video on TikTok? So how do you upload your own sound on TikTok? If you want to upload your own sound on TikTok, I don't know fully how to do it. Like, you know, when, like, let's say it's your music, how to upload your music. I think that's like through streaming platforms. You have to go through that or directly to TikTok. And I'm not sure if you pay for that. But I know if you want just your own sound on TikTok, you just upload your own video. And then when you click on that rotating circle at the bottom right of your screen, that's like looks like a CD Dix. You click on it and then you can title the name of your sound. So whatever video you uploaded, let's say you uploaded your own song, you can title the name of your song. Let's say your song is called Drip Drip Drip. Title it Drip to Drip by Tyler, and then people will be able to find that song. That's the way to upload it based on your own sound, you know. The last question we have is, ooh, this is a good one. I didn't write that who asked me this, but it says, how do you deal with hate? You know, how do I deal with hate? It's inevitable. Getting hate as a content creator, you're going to get it. Whether you like it or not, you're going to get hated on. How I deal with it is, I really, if I'm reading the comments and I already know it's going towards a negative route, and you could tell about when you're reading it, you could tell when they're going to roast you, I just delete the comment, or I scroll really fast and I don't read it. You know, it's kind of the thing, like, if what you don't know doesn't hurt you, you know? So if I don't know what they said, if I don't read it, it doesn't hurt me, you know? So it kind of happened in the past. One time I was getting roasted on Twitter, and my friend, he messaged me like, yo, girl, they're dragging you on Twitter. I was like, oh, they are? I deleted my friend text message. I was like, listen, I don't want to even enter that negative space. And again, this is easier said than done, of course, because if you're on a platform, if your page is getting a lot of hate, like all in one, you might be tempted to like delete the video, delete the picture, delete the whatever. Easy thing you could do, you could turn off the comments. I think Instagram lets you turn off comments. TikTok does. Twitter lets you limit the comments, so you can just, you know, turn it off. You know, that's the best way. And remember, some of these people who are hating on you are just jealous because they're not doing what you're doing. They're not doing what you're doing, baby. You know, so they just really want to get to where you are. And they're jealous. They're jealous because they're wasting their time aspiring to do it. And you in 2020, you are doing it. So just be proud of yourself. Use that hate to channel out fuel to your flame to go even harder as you're creating, you know? So that's how I would deal with hate. That's how I deal with hate, and that's how I want you guys to deal with hate. So yeah, that's all the questions I got, you know? I want to ask you guys, please send me a message on Do It For The Content on our Instagram. If you have not followed our page yet, please make sure you follow our Instagram. Send me an email, send me a DM on Instagram with more topics you want me to cover. This was just a Q&A session. This is all for you guys, what the questions you guys asked me. Amazing questions, guys. I'm really looking forward to this Next Level Influence season. I'm so excited to see you guys grow. I want you guys to update me, you know. How is this podcast helping you? Screenshot this podcast, post in your story, let me know, share me. I want to hear from you guys, please. Again, my socials are Dre_knows best, but for the content for this podcast is Do It For The Content. @Do It4TheContent. I wish you guys all the best. Let's take our influence to the next level, all right, y'all? 2020 is going to be our year. Yeah. Not year. Yeah. Take care, y'all.